Nigel, another great battle tonight with Kyle, and then you just came out the race. It took the penalty later on, and it went in with a wee bit of luck as well.
Well, it was coming off the side of the bar. He hit it very firmly, I'm glad. I don't like people hitting penalty soft. So, but there was no, listen, I was glad it went in, Nick, but you know, Lee very rarely misses those.
You responded very well to Killeen's good start of the second half. They went, I think, a couple of points ahead. But yeah, you had Matty and Richie and Daniel McDonald and Rory Kelly and boys like that really standing up and getting into every challenge.
Well, the team's mature now all the time, you know, and those fellas, have worked very, very, very hard at their game all year, you know, and they've worked very, very hard on all aspects of their game. And it's pleasing from my point of view to stand on the sideline, you know, and watch those fellas, you know, going through the skills and using the skills and showing the character and the fitness required to win these sort of games.
I mean, 2 years ago you won the championship, and you've got a much more experienced team now. And you know, logically, we should expect maybe a bigger challenge this year from you.
Well, you never know in championship football in Tyrone. Like you know, you prepare as best you can, and you hope for the performance. But these games are always so tight that you know you're never ever that sure. To be honest, you're hoping most of the time, and you're confident you'll play well. But I ask for the wins now, you have to be dug out.
And you've Omagh now, and you're going to have to dig again to get something out of them. They look like a very polished team this year.
They are, they're a good side. They're well coached, well organised, you know, some very, very good players in it, and know exactly what they're doing, and it's a tough ask now.
And you've only, 5 days or so to get to turn it around, so I mean, it's a very short turnaround.
It is a very short turnaround, but that's the way the championship is this year. You know, we knew it was going to be that way. You know, so you hope that you're in the physical condition to weather those sort of storms, you know, so, but time will tell.
And it was a bruising contest as well. You came through okay without any injuries?
Well, there was two bruising contests. You know, everybody contested every single ball. There's some great passages of play where players were putting their head in where people wouldn't put their feet. I'd say there'd be a few bangs and bruises, but nothing lasting.